It's in the middle of November now, and since November 1st, you've had a chance to enroll in health insurance. Healthcare.gov health insurance open enrollment period is now open, and here to help us get through that and get some maybe information on what's new from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, we have CMS Regional Administrator Sharon Graham this morning joining us. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me today.
All right. So I mentioned it's open. It opened up November 1st. How long does this period go that we can have to make a decision?
You're right. Our marketplace, healthcare.gov, did open on November 1st, and people who need health insurance have until December 15th to sign up for healthcare coverage that will be effective on January 1. People can go to our website, healthcare.gov, to submit an application. And when they go there, they can find out if they qualify for financial help paying for their health insurance premiums, too.
Sharon, what about people who might fall into this category by age but are still employed? What's the best advice there?
Well, people who are fortunate enough to have health insurance through their employer should always explore that option first. But if they find that it's not affordable, they may also have quality health plans available to them at healthcare.gov. So we're encouraging them to check out the health plans that are available at healthcare.gov to see if they can qualify for financial help paying for their health insurance.
What kind of new things are, is anything new this year or different, or what could we expect?
Sure. Well, thanks to a new law that was passed in August, more people will continue to qualify for financial help when they go to healthcare.gov. We're finding that more people can find affordable quality health insurance plans and cover things like people need, doctor visits, preventive visits, prescription drugs. And in fact, 4 out of 5 consumers can even find a plan for $10 or less a month, which is why we're really encouraging people to go to healthcare.gov before December 15th to apply for coverage.
When they go to healthcare.gov, do they go through sort of a screening, or how do they kind of determine what best fits them? Are there questions and answers that are provided there?
Yes, exactly. So at healthcare.gov, it's a pretty simple questions that people will walk through, entering their personal information. We always encourage people to have their paperwork available, things like their income, for example, because you will be asked those questions to determine what type of financial assistance you might be eligible for. But the system at healthcare.gov is very easy to walk through. But if you'd like to speak to somebody, we also have a 1-800 number that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with help in over 200 languages. And that phone number is 1-800-318-2596. Or at healthcare.gov, you can click on Find Local Help. There's a button there. And through Find Local Help, you can find agents, brokers, and assisters who are in your community who can help you in person.
Does this cover differ from different communities?
It does. There are different plans that are available in different communities. But for your listeners here in Cleveland, for example, people who say if you took a family of four in Cleveland who are making maybe around $66,000 a year, there are 7 different plans to choose from that would have premiums for $50 or less a month. Just by going to healthcare.gov, you can find that information available to you.
Now, if you had bought the coverage previously or last year, why do you go check again? Is it just to renew, or is it because maybe something might change, or you could find something better?
Well, so every year people's situations change, and also the health insurance coverage that you're enrolled in can change too. Things change like cost or the benefits that are covered, and sometimes even the doctors that are in the network will change. So we always encourage our consumers to go back to healthcare.gov to compare the plans that are available for next year. And also, if they are covered, by updating your information at healthcare.gov, you may be able to find additional assistance that's available to you as a result of the new law that was passed this year.
Healthcare.gov is the best place really to go to find. Again, the open enrollment is going on now. And again, how long do we have? When does it close?
Sure. Thanks, Bruce. We're encouraging people to apply for healthcare coverage before December 15th, and again at healthcare.gov. And by applying by December 15th, your healthcare coverage will be in effect by January 1st, the start of the new year.
During that enrollment period, are you allowed to switch things up, or once you make a commitment at that time, it's set for 1 year then?
You always have up until December 15th to make that election. So if you change your mind and it's before December 15th, you can still make that change to have it effective by January 1st.
Sounds good. A lot of good information this morning. Healthcare.gov, a great place to go. And again, what was that phone number you gave before that locally they can call?
Yeah, sure. It's 1-800-318-2596. And again, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with over 200 language assistance lines available.
Sounds great. Sharon, we appreciate your time this morning. Sharon Graham joining us, talking about healthcare.gov.